Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Are you ready? You want the noise brought on you? Because here it comes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready. Are you ready?
All I want to know if you got your popcorn ready. How y'all feel?
Do you got your popcorn ready?
Ready?
On three. One, two, three.
It's showtime.
I'm psyched.
It's gonna be legend. Wait for it. Dairy.
This is Wichita's Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis on Sports Radio KFH.
And good morning, everybody. Good Monday to you. Hope you had an absolutely great weekend. Shane and Bruce settling in for the start of another week of Sports Daily. We'll have a World Series that gets underway within the next, 36 hours or so. Week 6 of the National Football League continuing to unfold with two games on a Monday. Good to have Shane in. How was your tour through Southeast Kansas and golf and homecoming in Uniontown on a Friday night?
Well, it started off with golf in Fort Scott Friday afternoon as planned. So okay. Pulled that off.
Right.
It was really fractured because there was, well, unbeknownst to me, Fort Scott Community College has a men's golf program. I don't know when that started. But they had a, whatever the equivalent of a baseball scrimmage is, the golf team had a get-together. As college golf people know, this isn't the men's competitive season. It's the off season. But they invited a few junior colleges around the area to come out and have a little, whatever you want to call it, meet.
Jamboree or something or other.
Perhaps. Sure, sure.
Yeah, right.
Something. Well, they teed off at 9, and me and my buddy got there at 2, and they were still out there. And, of course, they walk. They don't get to ride around like we do. And they're junior college players, so I'll just leave it at that. And sure. So we were a little slow to start, but be that as it may, I played pretty poorly. So I was discouraged about playing the next day, which I planned to play on Saturday. So
well, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, that's okay. But that's golf. You know how that is. I mean,
yeah, it is. True.
It makes you think, man, I need to stop playing for a while. But when you play good, you're like, oh, I can't wait to play again.
Exactly.
So I went home.
Right.
Went to the game. Uniontown won on homecoming.
Good.
Yeah. So they are 4-3, I think. They won 25-14. And they got one more game, I believe, until the real postseason starts. And that was a district game, so that was extra big, in addition to being homecoming. So that was good. And then went and played Lynn Valley Saturday. And I don't know what it did in Wichita, but it was warm, kind of, but the wind blew consistently about 30 miles an hour and gusted up to 45 miles an hour.
Yeah.
All day.
Yeah.
It was a 3-club wind. And I can honestly say I've never played in conditions like that. And if not for 6 or 8 of us, because we were all former classmates and we decided to do this. If we hadn't all been together, we probably wouldn't have. I think we all discussed it individually, like, no, I wouldn't be out here if you all weren't out here. So we played a scramble, and that made it go quicker. And shout out to Lynn Valley. They got a nice little course up there. It's
Good.
Yeah, right by Lacine, if anybody knows where that is. And it's a gated community, and it's really, really unique. But camaraderie and good times had by all – and hit a you'll appreciate this, on hole number one into the teeth of that wind, hit a full 9-iron 95 yards.
Wow.
Yeah. That's how windy it was.
Well, that would knock you down a little bit.
Yeah.
That hurts your ego, too. You're sitting there on that first hole, and you know it's windblown, but it's like, okay.
But not on the next hole when you drive the green and it's 320 sure. yards, you know, when you turn around and hit with mm-hmm. the wind. So it was interesting. And, got together with some friends, and it was a good weekend. I got back by around noon yesterday. Got to see my mom before I came back, and it was a good
That's
one.
Good.
It was a good one. Yeah.
Well, good. I'm glad. But, I'm glad. So, yeah, that not good golfing. The golfing experience wasn't as good as you had hoped.
No, and it is a it's getting to the time of the year now also that you can't just go out there and play whenever you want because weather's not going to allow it. It's getting cooler.
Right.
I guess unless you're a cold weather golfer, maybe if that's your deal, then okay. But we're looking at, I mean, it's going to be 53 today and 57 tomorrow. Right. And this Friday, it's supposed to be windy and 51, you know, so kind of got to kiss summer goodbye officially. You get some decent days here and there, but the ones where it's like, I feel like going to play golf, I'll just go out. Those days are probably gone, but that's all right.
Yeah.
If you Understood. Like fall, Understood. Fall's here. Yep.
Right. All right. Well, what else did you entertain yourself with? There was plenty of baseball that we're going to need to get to, which I mm-hmm. thought was very interesting. There was a kind of a twisting, turning start to week six in the National Football League. There was a huge game in college football that did it feel like a huge game? I think it did initially. But I'll leave that to interpretation. Alabama ends up beating Georgia with a huge fourth quarter. And we get the Chiefs this afternoon. Actually, two games. Mm-hmm. We get the Chiefs, and then we get the Cowboys and the Cardinals.
Cardinals.
So
yeah.
Pretty interesting day, and the World Series starting tomorrow.
And we'd be remiss if we didn't bring it up, and I assume we'll maybe kind of sort of dive into it at some point. It is game week for the Big Ten.
Mm-hmm.
That is finally here for them. And will that will they play a complementary role? Or are we so used to everybody else playing that when these first-time transgressions come up with the Big Ten, or positive tests, I suppose I should say.
Yeah, right.
Jeff Brohm, for example, the Purdue head coach, has just tested positive. Bad timing for Purdue as it's game week. They're getting ready for Iowa. So is this going to be for us, you and me and, well, you mm-hmm. and me, for example, is it going to be
college football fan.
A whole new wave of first-time problems for the Big Ten because it's their firsts, and it's an old hat for us because we've seen all the other conferences deal with this for a month or so now?
That's not a bad question. I think it will accentuate and make college football more robust. We've lived with, you know, some Big 12 stuff, and we've gotten the ACC has been okay.
Uh-huh.
But what you have now is the fourth of the five major conferences, power conferences, so-called. So it'll make college football more robust. You've got leagues like the Mountain West starting this week as well. So there's going to be, all of a sudden, there's going to be a much more diverse choosing for college football. I think that's a good thing. Whether they're firing out of the chute on all cylinders or not, I think the fact that we're going to have other familiar, I mean, we got Ohio State and Nebraska. Not sure how much that moves the needle, but you get my point. Mm-hmm. You get two very familiar traditional college powers that are going to happen to play each other on the very first week. So I think it'll make college football that much more complete. Now we need to get to the Pac-12, although you can argue the Pac-12 is
Out of sight, out
I
of
mean,
mind?
Yeah, a little bit, I think, probably, right? You know, I mean, and they don't, and it's still another 2 weeks before they even start playing.
Yeah.
I mean, so, what is it, November 6th? I think is when they get going, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's going to be a bit. But, no, I think it's, I'm glad that the Big Ten is going to be playing, and it gives me another place to wander. To wander with my eyes. So, I'm good.
Got a better attitude than I do. I don't know how to feel about this five-game stagger that they got to make up with the rest of the college football world that's playing.
Well, does it have to do with the Big Ten and where they're scheduled, or does it just have to do with college football in general?
We've college had this football conversation. In general. It's just the weirdness
I think that's
of
where
it.
We're at.
Yeah.
I mean, okay, and realizing that you had social obligations, and I was working on Saturday, I don't know if I hadn't been working on Saturday how much I would have bared down on Alabama and Georgia. Mm-hmm. Maybe some, certainly. Even I was watching baseball, but how much did that game resonate with you? I mean, it was number two against number three, for goodness sakes.
Reiterated how good Alabama is and how we
did.
Let's not forget that and the weirdness of COVID. Alabama still has really good football players.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's a level playing field when it comes to COVID-19. Obviously, we've discovered it doesn't discriminate, and it'll knock back full programs. You know, just ask Baylor and Cincinnati and Florida and all the guys that didn't get to play on Saturday. But when they do line them up and we're ready for play and the toe hits leather, Alabama's probably better than you. And
yep.
If they, you know, if they can block out the noise, which this past week was their head coach being positive for COVID-19, that's a pretty big deal.
Sure.
And what did they do? They went out and, you know, it wasn't a wall-to-wall type of thing, but to your point, that Georgia didn't have anything for them in the second half. And it
no, it didn't. It just turned
awful...
it on in the fourth quarter and kind of slammed them. I mean, they flexed at the right time. And
well, we thought Georgia's defense would be the story, or,
yeah.
You know, how good are they? Well, Najee Harris had 152 yards.
And
Mac Jones threw for 417 and 4. And if that's the difference between the best team and the second best team in the SEC, or two of the best teams in the country, then we might be in for a boring football playoff.
Could be.
But I won't, you know, make that proclamation.
I mean, isn't this the Big Ten kind of coming to that rescue? Don't we?
We hope
hold
so,
out
I guess.
Some hope that Ohio State is going to be a team like that, established quarterback, established program at the top. I hope so. By the way, how flipping good is Najee Harris? Holy gods. You talk about a man. I mean, that dude is – that dude's like robo-running back. Give him the ball and just – and. He's going to go get you hard yards. He's going to get you good-looking yards. He can break with speed. He's strong, and he's. I love the way that he skips and moves. I really loved watching me some Najee Harris.
Well, he looks to me a lot like Derrick Henry, who went there too.
Yeah,
and
sure.
He ran for two Bills in the NFL. It's like they clone their position guys. Their running backs and wide receivers have all looked the same for about 8 years in a row now. Devontae Smith and Jalen Waddle look like Jerry Jeudy and Henry Ruggs.
Yeah, and you're really, right.
You know, you can't tell these guys apart, and that's a compliment. Both those guys went for 160 receiving. Harris did what, you know, we talked about in a touchdown.
Sure.
And Mac Jones, I don't
Mac Jones is solid, better than solid. He's got a little swagger, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
I got to admit, the kid, the young man, I don't mean anything bad by it, the young man has got some poise and some ability. So, yeah, nothing much changes in college football. Alabama is who we thought they were, right?
I mean, you're going to have to catch them on a really bad day that lasts 60 minutes.
Well, and you're going to have to be really good yourself.
Yeah.
Georgia was really good for what, two and change in that game, quarters? I mean, they got really good quarterback play. They made stops defensively. They were in charge, not largely in charge, but they had the needle pointing forward. And then, and you credit Alabama. Alabama just grinds, and when they grind you down. And whereas early in the game, you were looking at Georgia's offensive line saying, damn, man, they can road grade. Mm-hmm. They can run right at Alabama. Then all of a sudden, Alabama's making stops, and they're wearing Georgia out, and there's just a pounding effect that you get when you play a team like Alabama.
It wasn't unlike the Ole Miss game from a week ago. Ole Miss hung around for plenty long. It's like, dang.
Yeah.
They may do this. But Alabama just doesn't blink, man. And
no, they don't.
You know, Ole Miss put up 48, but that was two scores too few. And it wasn't totally like the Georgia game because Georgia ran dry in the second half, whereas Ole Miss kept scoring but just couldn't stop Alabama. It was a historically bad defensive performance by Ole Miss, but says plenty about Alabama than it does Ole Miss defense. I mean, 63 for crying out loud. Then they back it up by, you know, doing what they did to Georgia, which we all thought had, all right, there's a defense that's going to stop Alabama if anybody's going to do it. And they didn't.
Right.
So.
Well, I mean, who have we seen? We've seen, I mean, it's all the familiar suspects, right? Clemson gets five touchdown passes from Trevor Lawrence and looks like world beaters. Alabama takes care of Georgia again at home, makes a statement in a statement game. Then where do you go? Do you believe, I mean, how much, when you look at the separation between Alabama and Georgia, what do you see? 10, 12 points, regardless of where they play? I don't know. Something like that, right?
Boy, what's going to happen? Well, let's go ahead and go here. What's going to happen if nobody from the Big Ten comes out of there with one loss or undefeated?
Yeah.
And Georgia wins the rest of their games? We're going to be bitching about that. I can promise you that.
Yeah, we will.
Clemson, Alabama, Georgia look like the best teams right now. North Carolina mm-hmm. somehow got beat by Florida State. And they were on
whipped.
The rise. So now they've got a loss. A&M's got a loss. Miami's got a loss. Notre Dame.
Maybe,
I guess.
Although, I don't know. I mean, and I'm not sure if I totally believe in Notre Dame yet. Maybe I'll get there. I don't know.
Well, we can't knock them for their record because they beat everybody they played. So we got
to
put them in the conversation. No. There's potentially a long way to go, you know, only halfway home as far as that goes. And then the Big Ten will have, I imagine, a good amount to say about it, depending on who you think's good.
Just,
we think Ohio State's good. We think Penn State's probably good. We assume Wisconsin will be in the mix. So they'll crank it up this weekend.
You're not mentioning anyone from the Big 12 in that little.
No, I'm not.
Take Oklahoma State, still unbeaten. Come on.
Okay.
You buying the Cowboys?
Well, I mean, buy is probably a little strong, but I won't sell them.
Yeah. Sure.
I don't know. Let the weirdness continue. This weekend,
yes, it
the
is
Big
weird.
Ten joins a weirdness party.
And, you know, it might be the kind of year where the college football playoff committee just kind of gets away with anything because I think people will be just like, fine, give us our four teams so we can, you know.
No, we won't say just fine. We'll complain about it. No. We're not going to give him a pass.
Time honored, right?
Hell,
okay.
Hell yeah.
I think you can pretty much put Clemson and Alabama in that mix. I think that those two teams are probably preordained, and I know Alabama's got some room, some stuff to. I mean, they go to Tennessee this week, but Tennessee was, I don't know if exposed is the right term, but I don't think that Tennessee will have much for Alabama.
Kentucky thumped them.
Now, and Kentucky's interesting because that's a team in the SEC that actually plays defense.
Yeah, they must.
They stop people. So, so they're intriguing to me. We'll see.
All right.
Anyway.
Let's see. Rest of the show. What's on tap? Courtesy of Side Pockets out of Tyler Crossing. We have World Series combatants to talk about. Let's talk a little baseball next. A little World Series talk. We've got the Cindio Twitter question has to do with the unbeaten teams in the NFL question. And then we'll rewind and do some quick hits about the NFL and look ahead to the Chiefs game tonight. That's coming up 10 o'clock. And then as a staple on Monday, good news, bad news, coming up at 10:25. We're glad you're with us. It's 9:22 on 97.5 1240 KFH. This is Sports Daily.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.